O God of nations, at thy feet, in the bonds of love we meet. Hear our voices we entreat, God defend our free land. From its very first word, New Zealand's national anthem, God Defend New Zealand, calls on the Almighty God of Israel to bless and protect them. Yet the latest census data shows that more than 50% of the nation's population has no religious beliefs. New Zealand is a land of stunning vistas and ancient forests, brilliant glaciers and rugged volcanoes. Their rich volcanic soil sustains a thriving agricultural industry. Their meat and dairy is plenteous and in high demand across international markets. A tourism mecca, New Zealand promotes a thrilling image of an active and diverse lifestyle. But could it be that these incredible blessings have led many a Kiwi down a materialistic rather than a spiritual path? Who gave these blessings? Would he take them away? Who is the God of New Zealand? To answer that, we must first consider New Zealand's history with the British Empire. As with many Commonwealth nations, modern social studies in New Zealand schools continue to perpetuate the concept of colonial guilt. The racist British Empire, we are told, stole the land from the native Maori population. Meanwhile, the genocide of the Maori against the Moriori is quietly overlooked. One culture is dehumanized, the other glorified. And this leads to a spiritual problem. In demonizing the empire and celebrating tribalism, the Judeo-Christian God at the foundation of the British Empire has been likewise ostracized from society. In 1840, New Zealand officially joined the empire on which the sun never set. And at that time, many pioneers began making the 16,000-mile migration for a new life on the far side of the world. New Zealand soon became known as Britain's Farm, and those farmers were overwhelmingly congregants of the Church of England, Presbyterian, and Roman Catholic faiths. The earliest census data from 1867 describes just 2% of the population being otherwise described, meaning pagan, Chinese, or heathen. But as New Zealand's economic and cultural interests diversified, its relationship with the empire became distant, and census data bears out a similar trend in their relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, today, half of all Kiwis don't even think there is a God. And the loss of such fundamental spiritual knowledge is at the heart of many problems now facing New Zealand. The prophet Hosea was inspired to write, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Do you know God wasn't just speaking to the ancient nation of Israel, but to their descendants? Following the Assyrian invasion in 721 to 718 BC, many Israelites were forced to resettle far from their homeland. These displaced tribes migrated north into Europe. The tribe of Ephraim migrated all the way up into the British Isles. And you can read about this incredible migration in Herbert Armstrong's free book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. You'll find a link to this book in the show notes below. What the world calls the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel can actually be found by looking at God's identifying signs in the Bible. Those pioneers that journeyed 16,000 miles to New Zealand were in large part Ephraimites. That understanding was once common. New Zealand's 19th Prime Minister, William Massey, was a member of the British Israelite Word Federation, an amalgamation of kingdom identity groups that correctly identified Britain as a tribe of Israel. A lot of people today are upset by Mr. Massey's beliefs, even calling him a white supremacist. But the truth about Britain's identity is something worth studying and remembering. If it's true, then God's biblical promises to Israel and to Ephraim apply to the nation of New Zealand today. And that is revelation which should make the people of New Zealand sit up and take note. After all, God says in Deuteronomy 31 verses 20 to 21, "When I shall have brought them unto the land which I swear unto their fathers, that flowed with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten, and filled themselves, and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods, and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass that many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness." The New Zealand National Anthem is a witnessing song too. To avoid the prophesied curses and instead return to the blessings they once had, New Zealand should remember those words. The anthem ends, "Make us faithful unto thee, God defend our free land. Working out thy glorious plan, God defend New Zealand." If you would like to know more about the God of Israel, his glorious plan, consider liking and subscribing below for more content. And request that free book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, to help you find the lost 10 tribes of Israel.